Hey, I'm Tyler Rumchuck, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Wind Column Sports Network. Again, a bit of a busy week surrounding the Sherwood Park Crusaders in terms of their off-season plans. We got some news, well, not directly affecting the Crusaders, but news that Matt Savoy has signed with the Winnipeg Ice out in the WHL, and that led to some speculation that Carter, his brother, who currently plays for the Crusaders, played with them last season, would be following suit. I can report with 100% the utmost confidence that that will not be happening. Carter will be back in the fold next season with the Crusaders. So as a Crusaders fan, you got nothing to worry about at all. And actually, Carter will join me on Inside the Crew in about 5 minutes' time here as we get set, talk about the offseason, talk about next season as well in Sherwood Park, and also talk about the fact that he's going to be going to Sochi, Russia this year for the Junior Club World Cup. He'll be joining Team AJHL along with his teammates Mike Benning, Carter Guylander, and William Zapernick. The four of them will represent the Sherwood Park Crusaders and Team AJHL. 22-man roster heading over to Russia this coming August. And also the athletic therapist for the Crusaders, Josh Armstrong, going to be heading out there as well. That made me smile a lot more than anything as well. Great to see Josh Armstrong continue to get some recognition. He's about as elite as they come, to use a hockey term, when it comes to trainers and athletic therapists around the league. So a big congratulations to Josh and the four players as well. If you're not too familiar with the Junior Club World Cup that's going to be happening, Team AJHL will compete in an 8-team international tournament from August 23rd to 31st this coming summer. They'll travel to Moscow for a pre-tournament camp from August 16th to 22nd, get set for the tournament, get used to some international hockey, and this is something I'm going to talk to Carter about as well, but himself, Michael Benning, even Will Zapernick, Carter Guylander, those are guys who, you know what, they're going to be getting some looks for international tournaments with Hockey Canada, whether it's the U-17s or something like that, things on a bigger stage as well. So I really like that the AJHL and junior hockey has gone to the Team AJHL format instead of just sending one team. To me, this is a chance to give your high-end players, one, a bigger stage with a larger scouting base, and then also give them some experience playing that international style of hockey. It's going to be a ton of fun. I'm excited to keep tabs on that, and we will keep tabs on it as we roll through the summer and head towards the end of August where these kids will head off. Another piece of news, Tyler Jetty, the now former Crusader, has committed to Lakehead University. He's going to be a Thunder Wolf for the 2019-20 season. Lakehead is in Thunder Bay, Ontario. It's a CIS program, so good to see Tyler Jetty get on with a CIS team. Last year, they had a 12-15-2 record coached by Andrew Wilkins, who's heading into his second year. So, that's a young program with hopefully some big steps to take now with Andrew heading into his second year as the head coach. Jetty joined the team in December 2017. The Farmington, Minnesota native appeared in 66 games for the Crusaders, scoring 40 points. He was a big presence in the playoffs. Obviously, he was the team's captain for the last year as well. Just on and off the ice, Tyler Jetty was such a great presence for this team. Going to go down as one of my favorite Crusaders to watch and talk to as well. Just that calming presence on the blue line, but he would also contribute a little bit of offense. One of those guys who was a bit of a mentor almost, if you want to say that, to the likes of Mike Benning, and such. So really good to see him get a CIS opportunity. Let's move on to the interview portion this week, and I'm very excited for this as we welcome in Carter Savoy, Crusaders forward on Inside the Crew, BTIHockey.com, and the Win Column Sports Network. Carter, you're heading to Sochi in August for the Junior World Cup with Team AJHL. Your first reaction when you got the news that you'd be heading out there?
I was super excited. Obviously, it's a huge honor whenever you get to represent your country, so it's just should be a good experience, and I'm really excited to go.
You're heading into a point of your career where you'll probably be doing a good amount of international hockey. I mean, your draft year's next year, so there's always opportunities like that. Do you view this as kind of an opportunity to get a good taste of what international hockey is like?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be one of my first experiences other than when I was younger, so it's good to get to play against the international crowd again and get back used to it.
For you, on a personal level, this offseason, if you want to call it that, has been a little bit crazy. There's been the talk about your brother and where he would play, and then it led into talk about you and where you would play. But now that we kind of know that Matt's going to Winnipeg. You're staying here in Sherwood Park. How nice is it to just kind of have all of that stuff settled and not deal with rumors anymore and just kind of put it behind you and focus on the year ahead?
Yeah, it's been nice to finally get that behind. Our whole family is a little bit stressful for all of us, I think. But we're all happy now that it's over with.
Last year, you exceeded a lot of the expectations that people had set for you. You scored at a crazy high clip, one of the best in the AJHL. You don't need me to remind you of that. You brought a physical presence as well. Looking back on that rookie season with the Crusaders, did you kind of exceed your own expectations in some extent?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I didn't really know what to expect at the start of the year. It's just my first year of junior. You hear stuff, you hear rumors about it, but you never really know until you first jump into it. And I obviously had a really good year, and my teammates helped me along the way, and I was very grateful for them to do that.
You mentioned, you hear some rumors, you talk to coaches and other players about what the AJHL is going to be like. Was there any part of the game that kind of caught you off guard, or was there anything that maybe a lot of people told you that you maybe didn't experience? Like, what was it really like?
No, I was expecting lots of big guys, physical, faster pace. So it was kind of expected from what the rumors I heard. But once you step on the ice, you really realize how fast it is.
Heading into the summer now, you have that full season behind you. Are there areas of your game that you're really kind of zeroing in on and trying to improve?
I think all players can always get faster. Shifting to more of a speed and skill kind of game, so I want to get faster, obviously stronger, and just improve overall completely.
From a team perspective, you guys have so many solid young pieces coming back. Carter Guylander is going to hear his name called at some point this weekend at the NHL draft. Will Zapernick will be back. Obviously, Mike Benning will be back as well. How excited are you guys as a team to keep building on the success you had last year?
Yeah, I think we're all really excited. Last year was a first step, and I think this year we're going to try and go all the way again, so hopefully it works out.
The fact that your draft year is coming up and it's just around the corner, does that add a little bit of pressure for you, or are you the kind of guy who just maybe wants to ignore all that and focus on the hockey?
I kind of like to ignore all that noise and just focus on what I can control.
Having your friend Mike Benning with you, obviously you guys are going to be playing together again next year. He's the same age as you, so he's going through all these experiences with you. How much does that mean to you, just having him kind of with you every step and you guys being able to lean on each other a bit?
It's awesome having Mike with me throughout my whole journey, and we've been together like our whole lives, so it's just really nice to have that extra guy that going through the same thing with you.
Looking ahead to next year once again, for you personally, are you looking at it and setting any sort of goals for yourself? Like, hey, I want to score X amount of goals, I want to get X amount of points, that type of thing?
Just kind of exceed what I did this year, and as long as you improve every year, I think you're going the right way.
When you look at it, it's going to be your second year in the league, obviously. The fact that now you know what it's like and there really shouldn't be any surprises, how much do you think that will help you next year?
I think it should be a lot of help now that I'm, like, at the start of the year, I found I was a little bit shaky, like I was a little bit nervous, but I have nothing to worry about this year, and I've been through all of it, so.
Confidence is a funny thing, and last year there weren't a lot of points where you would go into a cold spell or anything like that, but there were a lot of points where you got really hot and you were scoring a lot of goals, and you could see that when the confidence picked up in your games, it's just a little bit different. Can you describe that feeling where, hey, early in the game, you get a couple points. Just what's the difference in the way you play when you have that extra bit of confidence?
Yeah, you have that extra little bit of you're confident in your abilities, especially when you're putting in points like that. So it's a lot more fun to play like that, I would say.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Carter. Enjoy your summer off, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Big thanks to Carter Savoy for giving me a few minutes today, again confirming that he is coming back to Sherwood Park. There was all that talk about, well, Matt's going to Winnipeg, obviously selected first overall in the WHL draft, and then Winnipeg acquired Carter's WHL rights, but him and Mike Benning are going to stay the course. They're going to Sherwood Park again next season. They're going to be drafted very high, I might add. Those two guys are without a doubt going to go down as the two highest drafted Crusaders in the franchise's 40-plus year history. They're both going to go to the University of Denver as well. Nothing changing there. And you mentioned that core of players that's going to representing Team AJHL out in Sochi at the end of the summer. Savoy, Benning, Guylander, Zapernick, that's their core next year. That group is coming back. And I mean, we know how high the ceiling is for Savoy and Benning, but someone like Will Zapernick, I'm so excited to see what kind of step forward he can take. And with Garrett Clegg gone now, I wonder if maybe Zapernick and Savoy will become that new sort of 1-2 punch that we saw a little bit last year. It'll be interesting to see who the veterans are that are added to this group as well. So a ton of exciting stuff going on. I once again want to thank Carter for his time today on the podcast. A good chat as well. I know Crusaders fans were itching to hear from him. I want to thank you for tuning in to Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Wind Column Sports Network. We got one more episode in the off-season edition. Then we're going to take a quick break before we come back. But I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in.